So here, in this meditation, we're going to be focusing on karmic cause and effect to begin with. So generate an altruistic motivation for the meditation. And just reflect how the three lower realms are so difficult to bear. However, they are not causeless. They come about through causes and conditions. Humans and gods also suffer. But here we're focusing on the three lower realms that is a path shared with those of initial capacity. Our non-virtuous karma gave rise to a seed that propelled us into a life in the lower realms. If that seed is very strong, it propels us to a life in the hell realms. If the negative karma is middling, it propels us into the preta realms. And if that negative karmic seed is very small or weak, it propels us into a rebirth into the animal realms. So all the rebirths of the three lower realms come about through non-virtuous karma. The suffering that is experienced there is difficult even to reflect on. None of us want to be born there. We need to be determined not to be born there, even at the cost of our life. So commit very strongly not to harm. Once we're born in the lower realms, then it becomes very difficult to create even a small virtue. And virtually all our actions become non-virtuous. There is no dharma. There's no chance to understand how to turn away from non-virtue. And our afflictions are very much manifest. Bodhisattvas avoid non-virtue through understanding this, through reflecting repeatedly. They're afraid to be born there, afraid to be separated from teachers, or to have their realizations delayed. So one aspiring to the bodhisattva path needs to avoid non-virtue and subdue the mind and the body and the speech. We need to reflect on the suffering of samsara. So a lot of energy needs to be put into creating the causes of a good rebirth. The wise, aspiring bodhisattva will rely wholeheartedly on their spiritual friend and wholesome companions and make great effort to develop bodhicitta. And then to practice on the basis of bodhicitta the six perfections. A key component of the bodhisattva practice is to recognize the sameness of all of us. We need to train for the sake of others, particularly for those who are lost in their confusion. We need to put effort into ethical conduct. As our ethics stops rebirth in the lower realms and accumulates virtue for higher realms in the future. And then develop a wish to help others in whatever way we can. We develop generosity and patience that keeps a subdued mind in the face of adversity, so that in the future lives we have good relationships and our faculties are complete. And we need to develop joyous efforts to overcome our laziness and procrastination in future lives. And when generating, accumulating this merit, then in addition we pray to be born where our teachers are and to recognize them at a young age, and to be able to follow correctly from life to life. So the ninth practice of a bodhisattva is striving for liberation. So being born as a human or a god has less suffering than the lower realms. However, one's experiences are pervaded by suffering. We're still dominated by afflictions which control us. So we have no control over when or how we suffer, even in the upper realms. However, we do need an upper realm rebirth. And we have a very good conditions with a perfect human rebirth, even though we still are pervaded by suffering. And the main suffering too is that we're not free and we're faced with the possibility of falling to the lower realms. So in striving for liberation, we need to recognize how we cling to meaningless pleasures. The happiness that we gain from them is contaminated. It doesn't last. It quickly passes. Just like a drop of dew on a blade of grass. We need water to live, but the benefit of a drop of dew, it's unlike a big lake. And even with a slight bit of warmth or wind, then the drop of dew is lost. So our pleasures are like this. They're like the crumbs of happiness and can be lost or pass very quickly. Liberation from suffering comes from the complete eradication of afflictions. And the seeds of afflictions. However, our goal is not for mere lesser nirvana, but non-abiding nirvana or Buddhahood. So we're aiming not to remove just the afflictions and their seeds or the negative karmas, but also the imprints. The state of Buddhahood, to be a perfect guide for sentient beings. That's our aim. So for that we need the 10th practice of a bodhisattva, bodhicitta. We have had rebirths from time without beginning. Sentient beings are limitless in number, and they have cared for us and helped us again and again in countless past lives. What we're familiar with is this life, so we take as an example the kindness we've been shown in this life. And understand how it's been the same in countless past lives. Think how when our parents were aware of our conception in the mother's womb, their life changed. Prepare for our arrival. And throughout our life, at the different stages, they've had us foremost in their attention, aiming for our happiness. We've had this relationship with beings from beginningless time. Our parents help us directly, as do other friends and teachers and companions colleagues, doctors and nurses, people that make the different material things that we use and provide us with electricity and water. We're all the same in that we want happiness and don't want suffering. And all the sentient beings have helped us directly and indirectly and shown me kindness in many ways. Am I a person who would turn my back on others when they're in need? So focus on the needs of others. The vast majority of living beings are lost with no idea of the vastness of samsara. No idea of what causes happiness or what causes suffering, what to abandon, what to adopt. To really clearly reflect on the plight of sentient beings who are limitless in number. I think I will guide them in the methods so they can free them, their own minds, from suffering. Develop a real concern, a loving kindness and compassion, wanting them to be happy and free of suffering. So that wish, how nice it would be, develops further into a responsibility. I must help them. I must free them. But how am I going to do that? It's so difficult to help others. We have many limitations currently. So think I must become perfected. I must become a Buddha. As a Buddha, I'll be able to perfectly help beings with their various individual inclinations and obstacles. So right now we are concerned with our own happiness. And we've not yet given rise to a very deep wish to be free from suffering. It's only with a very deep wish ourselves to be free of the suffering of the lower realms and the hold of samsara. That I then can feel the responsibility of the need to really help others be free of their samsara. so I need to work on this. With the basis of equanimity, I need to work on the six causes and one effect to develop bodhicitta. But I can't skip the step of developing the thought of definite emergence myself. When a true sense of definite emergence arises, then we can really develop the wish to repay the kindness of others by really following and aspiring to and gradually achieving the steps of the Bodhisattva path. It's our responsibility to liberate beings. So from the loving kindness and compassion of seeing this situation and feeling personally responsible to repay their kindness, we commit to bringing that about ourselves and then cultivate bodhicitta. I will strive with every fibre of my being to become a bodhisattva and attain Buddhahood to become a perfect guide. So all happiness without exception comes from desiring my own, all suffering without exception comes from desiring my own happiness. And all the suffering throughout the whole of samsara's six realms has come about through desiring my own happiness. So to get rid of the self-cherishing thought, we need to equalize and exchange ourself for others. The 11th practice of a bodhisattva. So think how all ordinary beings have contaminated aggregates, which are a basis of suffering. The body is a basis of suffering and becomes ill or feels pain with the discomfort of harsh objects. And the mental aggregates are also suffering. And our obsession with our own happiness, with our own self-cherishing mind, is the very source of all the suffering that comes our way. We get distracted by our own desires. We're frustrated when we can't get our own way. We get angry when our wishes are not being fulfilled. But the things that we desire don't bring us the happiness we're after. we lie to try and keep a good reputation. We're miserly with our possessions when we worry we can't replace them. This is the difficulty of ordinary beings. But the Bodhisattva views things very differently. The Bodhisattva's actions benefit others, and at the same time they benefit themselves. When we see that, we want to help others in many ways. It gives us joy. So there's a need to help them now and in the future. And by those actions, we're helped now with a happy mind and also in the future. From giving, in the future we have an abundance of resources. And from ethics we get a good rebirth. From patience we are able to refrain from negativities of body, speech and mind. And we're able to have good friendships with others. Good relationships that are harmonious. So think of the contrast in that the causes for all one's suffering and all sentient being suffering comes from the self-cherishing mind. And all the bliss the Buddha's experience come from the mind that cherishes others. Reflect again and again how this is true. Reflect again and again to give rise to the spontaneous wish not to harm others and to commit to cherishing others, valuing their happiness and well-being over our own, as they are many and we are one. So exchanging one's own happiness for the happiness of others is the practice of a bodhisattva. And whatever hardships I encounter, I will not let them overcome me. I'll embrace those hardships with joy and practice taking and giving meditation. Taking on the suffering of others and mentally giving away the happiness and virtue and possessions to others. Then to conclude, just dedicate any merit from the meditation to the welfare of other living beings. Jung chub sem churim poche ma ke panyam ke gushe ke panyam pa me payam gong ne gong du pel bar shu.